From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Even people who don't normally pay attention to things like water news might have noticed a headline last week. We had some pretty big news in Northeast Texas, and it came to us from Austin. The Texas Water Development Board has given preliminary approval to the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal. The project would create a reservoir along the Sulphur River. It would flood about 70,000 acres, mostly in Red River County, but also in Franklin and Titus counties. The board's announcement came on March 4th. Now we're in a public commentary period, and that will continue through April 15th. During this public commentary period, there will be two public meetings on the topic, one in Northeast Texas and one in the Dallas area. The board will publish its final decision on May 15th. The Texas Water Development Board has been tasked with resolving a dispute about the reservoir between two of the state agency's 16 regional planning groups. The Region D group, which includes Northeast Texas, opposes the project. The Region C group, which includes the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, favors the plan. In last week's program, we promised to take a look at a different project, the George Parkhouse Reservoir proposal. That actually does tie in with the Marvin Nichols project. Both of them would occur on the Sulphur River Basin. The Marvin Nichols Reservoir would be on the Sulphur River itself, whereas the George Parkhouse project would be upstream from Marvin Nichols, with one reservoir located on the North Sulphur and another one located on the South Sulphur. Both of the reservoirs would flood areas mostly in Delta County. The projects are related. They're not part of the same plan, but there are those who think that if Marvin Nichols goes through, then that makes the George Parkhouse reservoirs less likely to ever be built. There are those who favor the George Parkhouse projects, for example. State Senator Bob Dole says the George Parkhouse project makes more sense to him because it wouldn't flood the same type of rare hardwood bottomland forest that would be flooded by the Marvin Nichols Reservoir. KETR spoke with Denise Hickey of the North Texas Municipal Water District. That's one of the Dallas area utilities that would be a beneficiary if the Marvin Nichols project goes through. Hickey said that the George Parkhouse projects are not as big a priority as Marvin Nichols, and that while Parkhouse is on their list, it's way down on their list, as an alternate, not a recommended source of water. And so the George Parkhouse proposal remains a possibility, but it's not front and center at the moment. Right now, the focus is downriver on the Marvin Nichols Reservoir. Again, the public commentary period ends on April 15th. The board will publish its final decision on the Marvin Nichols Reservoir on May 15th. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.